afternoon, everyone. I'm going to take 12 minutes to summarize for you some findings from one of Guttmacher's new and first longitudinal study on pregnancy intentions, pregnancy attitudes, and fertility intentions. Just a really quick, like, why we think this is interesting. Most women in the United States will have one or more children at some point in her life, but at any given point in time, only 10% of women are pregnant or trying to get pregnant. But we also know from the research that a lot of us in this room have done that we can't assume that that other 90% of women is strongly motivated to avoid pregnancy or would be unhappy if they got pregnant. So this for us, we think this is probably the first prospective study of pregnancy attitudes and fertility intentions using a nationally representative sample of women. And so just wanted to share some of the top line findings from you. A little bit about the data collection effort. So this is a longitudinal study. We gathered data from women at 3 points in time over 12 months. So baseline was November 2012, May 2013. We followed up 6 months later, and 6 months after that, in November of 2013, when we collected data from women using an online survey. We relied on GFK to collect the data, or knowledge networks. I don't have time to go into detail, but this is a little more scientifically rigorous. They have a household-based sample, and the sample is a little more scientifically rigorous than if I just said, here's my survey monkey, fill it out, right? So it's not nationally representative, but it is national. We wanted to focus on women at risk of unintended pregnancy, so we limited our baseline sample to women between the ages of 18 and 39. They could not be pregnant at baseline or not known to be pregnant. They had to have had vaginal sex with a man at some point in their life, and we also screened out women who had had a tubal ligation or whose partner had had a sterilizing procedure. A little bit about our response rate and attrition. So in November of 2012, Knowledge Networks asked 11,365 women to participate in our study. 6,700 said that they would, so we consider it to have a 59% response rate at baseline. Of course, we screened out a number of those women because they had tubal ligations, et cetera, and ended up with a baseline sample of 4,647 women. 6 months later, we went back to those 4,600 women. 3,200 of them participated for a 69% response rate. 6 months after that, 2,400 of those women participated in the Times 3 survey. So just to be aware of the baseline sample, 52% participated in the survey at time 1, 2, and 3, and all the analyses I'm going to present now focus only on women who participated in all three waves of the survey. So just to jump into the findings. We measured fertility intentions. I think this comes verbatim from the National Survey of Family Growth. We asked women, you know, which best describes your current plans? I'm trying to get pregnant. I expect to get pregnant in the future. I don't want to have any kids or any more kids, and I'm not sure. And here's what we found. At any given point, 8% of women of the 2,400 women said that they were trying to get pregnant at each survey period, but we did see over time a statistically significant, it is, decrease in the proportion who said that they wanted to have children in the future, and a somewhat similar increase in the proportion who said they didn't want to have any more kids. And this is perhaps due to, right, this group of women, you know, at follow-up surveys, 5 and 6% of women in the study were pregnant. Now, let me back up. So I was going to walk you through a little bit of some of the trajectories that went on, because again, in our cross-sectional surveys, this is all we get, is one of these points in time. But again, because we're following women, so 8% at each survey, 8% of women said that they were trying to get pregnant. And so we said, well, what happens when you follow them over time? So of those 185 women trying to get pregnant at baseline, 6 months later, 56% were still trying, 23% were pregnant, but a similar proportion, 21%, was like, nope, I'm not trying anymore. They had transitioned out of trying to get pregnant to some other status, and we see the numbers change a little bit between 2 and 3 as well. So now I want to focus on, let's take out those women. I just want to focus on women who are at risk of unintended pregnancy, who aren't trying to get pregnant. And here we see, you know, seemingly stable patterns in the proportion who want to have children in the future, a slight increase in those who wanted no more children, even though we've taken out the ones who were trying to get pregnant at some point. And this is a category that's interesting to a lot of us that study pregnancy intentions and contraceptive use. It's kind of ambivalent, like, I don't know if I want to have kids or not have kids. And again, these numbers, there are some changes, but they seem relatively stable, but that's actually masking a fair amount of change among individual women. So at any given point, 47 to 48% were saying that they wanted to have children in the future. Only 38% said that consistently at all three waves. This one in particular, I think, is interesting that that they showed the greatest. So, again, at any given point in time, 25 to 30% of women were like, I don't know if I want to have kids or not. Only 12% were consistently ambivalent, suggesting that ambivalent is kind of a transitory stage for a lot of women. And then just to walk you again through the trajectory for this group. So of the, I think it was 30% at baseline who said they were unsure if they wanted to have children, at 6 months later, 53% were unsure. 24% had transitioned to wanting to have kids, and 18% had moved the other direction to saying, yeah, no, I don't think so. Now, we have seemingly similar numbers at wave two and wave three, but what this is masking, because it's too complicated for a graphic, of the women who were ambivalent at baseline, only 35% said they were ambivalent at time one, two, and three. So some women are moving to others and moving back to ambivalence, but there's just a lot of movement going on. And again, this is a 12-month period. Now, so those are kind of like these kind of vague, maybe I'll have a kid someday, maybe I won't have any more kids, but we also had some measures that focused on the here and now, and so we wanted to look at pregnancy avoidance. Based on this item, you know, how important is it to avoid becoming pregnant? We considered women who indicated a 5 or a 6 on this to have a strong pregnancy avoidance attitude. Exact same proportion of women at each wave, and again, this is among women who weren't trying to get pregnant at any point. Exact same proportion reporting a strong pregnancy avoidance attitude at each wave, but perhaps not surprisingly at this point, right, you kind of realize, oh, but that's masking a fair amount of change for individual women. A little bit more than half consistently reported a strong pregnancy avoidance attitude, and 82% at some point were indicating that that they wanted to. So the difference there, 29% of women went from strong to not strong or opposite in their pregnancy avoidance attitude. And again, just to walk you through a trajectory of that 68% at baseline, seemingly consistent from one wave to the next. But again, of the baseline women who said this, 72% said at both times 2 and 3 that they were strongly motivated to avoid pregnancy. And then the final one, it's not just whether you want to avoid pregnancy, but, you know, how would women react if they found out they were pregnant? And for purposes of pregnancy intention and contraceptive use, we were focusing on unhappiness. So women who indicated 1 or 2 on this measure, but I also have some stats in there, and we considered 5 or 6 to be happy about pregnancy. And again, you know, what you see consistently, 1/3 of the sample, pretty much in each group, 1/3 were would be unhappy if they were pregnant, neutral, and happy. But again, right, masking a fair amount of movement among women. Only 1 in 5 consistently indicating that they would be unhappy if they found out they were pregnant, and a higher proportion indicating it at least 1 point over the survey. So here's their trajectory. Among women who were unhappy at baseline, 74% 6 months later said they would still be unhappy. But, you know, a small proportion, about equally, had transitioned to either being pregnant, perhaps unintentionally, or trying in that short amount of a time, had transitioned to trying to get pregnant. And we see the numbers increase a little bit for wave three. But again, 59% of women were consistently saying, I would be unhappy at waves 1, 2, and 3. And then finally, like reversing it a little bit, because this could maybe help us understand, you know, how women transition to trying to get pregnant or, you know, happy accidents. So among women who said they would be happy if they found out they were pregnant, 77% were still this way at baseline, but 1 in 5 were pregnant or trying, had transitioned to that. And again, we see the number shift a little bit. And again, 51% of women from baseline, time 2 and time 3, would consistently be happy if they found out they were pregnant. Just really quickly, we all know this, right? So this is just me revisiting. Just because a woman can rationally recognize that she doesn't want to get pregnant right now, it's really important to get pregnant, doesn't mean she'd be unhappy if she did. And so this is looking at, you know, showing that among women who said they had a strong pregnancy avoidance, only half said that they would be unhappy if they got pregnant, and 1 in 10 said, oh, I'd still be happy if I got pregnant. It wouldn't be a bad thing. And then just turning it around the other way, we see maybe a little more consistency in this direction. The overwhelming majority of women who said, I would not be happy if I got pregnant, also said, it's very important for me to avoid getting pregnant. But we still have 1/3 of those, again, who said, I would be happy to be pregnant, but it's still, it's not the right time. Perhaps that's what they're indicating with that. It's not the right time in my life right now. So just the conclusions for us, we were really impressed and surprised at the amount of change that's going on in women's attitudes. And I will acknowledge our sample is a little more privileged, more older, more married, more educated. And so if we're seeing this kind of change in this population, you can imagine how much more busy it might be for women with more disrupted lives. So it's just important for us to recognize when we're using our cross-sectional data that what's going on here isn't what's going to be going on 6 months, 12 months later, and also for healthcare providers to be constantly, you know, checking in with women about where they are on these issues. And then, you know, we were well aware that issues of pregnancy avoidance and happiness about pregnancy were kind of messy and complicated. How are we going to track those over time, right? If one's doing this over time and one's doing that, it gets really, really complicated. And then I just wanted to acknowledge and thank our funder, the JPB Foundation, who paid for this project. Thank you for your attention.